The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Mister, your eyes are full of hesitation. Sure makes me wonder if you know what you're looking for.
Ooh, baby,
I wanna keep my reputation. I'm a sensation. You try me once, you'll beg for more.
Oh, yes sir, I can boogie, but I need a certain song. I can boogie, boogie, woogie, all night long. Oh, yes, sir, I can boogie. Welcome back to Globally Local FM episode. I don't remember the number, actually.
79.
79, Globally Local FM episode. Welcome back, brought to you by Tom Hosa in Dakar, Senegal. Please, darling Henry, in this jolly December episode, take it away.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. This is Henry. I just noticed that Rudy has a Fanta shirt on, which might be the most crazy shirt that I've ever seen him wear.
Oh, you don't know? I have news for you, brother. But please, go ahead.
Go off.
My news of the week, nay, the year. I have switched from Coke sponsorship to Fanta sponsorship. More to 11.
Why?
11 news what coming right at you. Yeah, so I had not had... okay, here's the story for those who don't know. I had promised myself off from Coke unless somebody buys it for me, right? And there was this one lovely friend who every time we had a party or I went to her place, she got me Coke, right? And I was very happy boy. And that happened like with the cadence of maybe like once a week or twice, once per 2 weeks, something like that. And that dear friend went to California. And all my other friends are fake fucking friends because they never got me Coke. So I was living without Coke for 3 months, right? and I also can't really ask for it. I can extrapolate it, but I can't ask for it. So at some point, I don't remember how exactly, but somebody got Fanta. No. Somebody bought me Cherry Coke again because I love Cherry Coke. And you know what I realized? I tried Cherry Coke after 3 months of not having Cherry Coke. And I fucking hated it.
What?
I don't know. I just don't like the fucking taste of it anymore. I think the normal Coke is still fine, but Cherry Coke, or maybe like that batch was bad. But I swear, something happened, but I just did not like it. But then I got Fanta, and I was like, oh, we are so back. We are so back, bestie. And yeah, now it's Fanta.
Okay. That's pretty random, I guess. I think Cherry Coke has never sat well with me. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, now I get you guys. And I don't know why I didn't get you before. I guess it just took me 3 months off to... Maybe, you know what? Maybe it is what people call an addiction.
But I thought regular Coke was always up your alley more than anything.
No, I love Cherry Coke, but I mean, regular Coke is also fine. Also, I'm talking... If somebody randomly joins, they will actually think I was like a Coke addict. That was never the case. I just thought I was drinking too much sugary drinks, and so I just laid off.
So now you swapped to Fanta, which is famously... Like,
no, of course,
sugar,
it's not, or... I'm not saying it's better. Also, you already know, brother, because I woke up early today for this because of somebody's blunder. And there's already two Coke cans in my fridge ready to roll out, baby. We mobilize.
Okay, so wait, are you back to buying them yourself?
No, well, in some special occasions, if I had a bad day or I will have a long day, ooh. I sometimes... I don't... No. I'm very not good with this. I only do it for, like, some occasions like this where I literally have to wake up on an 8 on a Sunday morning.
Okay. Well, you know what I recently discovered that I like a lot is I was on a business trip a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And I had dinner at an Italian restaurant, and so I'm not buying alcohol, ooh, of course. And they had blood orange soda, I guess. I mean, like San Pellegrino blood orange soda, and it actually really slapped. I didn't expect it to be really good. Mm, so
sounds good. You actually remind
me. I didn't know.
Go on.
May I speak? Am I allowed to talk, Rudy? Am I allowed to have a short, just a brief minute to speak, Rudy? Okay. Thank you. So
I actually really liked Red Fanta when I was back.
What's Red Fanta?
Okay, is here's how do I say this? For everybody who loves sugary drinks, I'll rock your world right now if you didn't know this. But all those flavors of Fanta, well, not Coke. Not Coke, but I know for Fanta for a fact. They always roll out like three different colors per year. They basically literally like recycle the same three colors every year. They just name it differently and add a different tint to it, but they're all the same. But point being, I remember when it first started happening, there was Red Fanta, and I can't remember what the flavor it is. It was either some kind of forest fruit or some passion fruit thing. Don't remember. But I actually prefer that taste over the original one. But I only remember it for one summer when I was a kid. And then I never saw it again. I do remember there was one that was fucking disgusting. And it was a blue Fanta. And it turns out only the bottle was blue. Because we and friends, you know, like when I was a teenager, we tried those. Like, it was like fun to try all those flavors out. Came out looking like a detergent. Tasted pretty much the same. Just fizzy.
Yeah, that tracks. Well, you know, I know there was a Red Fanta, because I do remember it, but I've never had it. I don't know what it was, because it never really appealed to me. They have, like, the normal Fanta down here actually tastes really off in comparison to the one from Europe, or from the Netherlands, at least.
Wait.
I like it in the Netherlands, and here it tastes very... It tastes off here. Yeah, it does.
That's interesting. Because I would expect it... Here's my shtick. And this, people... I'm not beating the allegations of being an addict, but I can almost tell you the exact day when I tasted the difference in Fanta after the European... like the parliament, like the EU thing, implemented the more strict laws on sugary stuff. Because I remember Fanta flavor when it was... When Fanta itself was super orange... And the flavor was so sugary, and then they changed the laws, and then it became the flavor that you know now, which is not as sugary as it used to be. And I also got reminded of it when I went to New York City, what, 2-3 years ago by now, and I got, like, I think Fanta as well there. Bro, oh my god, so sugary. I would be so overweight if I would live in New York, but I don't, so now I'm a skinny legend. But anyways, I'm surprised that in Australia, you taste the difference compared to Europe. You would say it's less sugary?
I don't know if it's more or less sugary. The taste is just a bit different, and it just doesn't taste as good.
Are you sure you're not buying zero sugar thing or something, like light version?
No, this is regular.
I will say, I know it's for good of humanity or whatever the hell, but they now have started making, at least in Netherlands, making... Netherlands, they started mating. Oh no.
Yeah,
it's hard to tell the difference between normal Fanta and zero sugar Fanta. Because now it's only a single label under the like the Fanta logo. And it's okay, I might be stupid for this, but it's not immediately visible. So I have caught myself in the blunder of buying like zero sugar sugary drink when I don't want it. And once again, not that it's gonna help my case, but not to beat allegations, but just to say why I did it. Because sometimes when you drink, for example, alcohol, it's better to have... drink responsibly, kids. If you're gonna buy alcohol and mix it with some kind of fizzy drink, buy the sugary fizzy drink, not the zero version. Because you can get... Okay. From zero version, you get drunk more. Because the sugar, usually... the alcohol and sugar mixing... makes you drunk, how do I say this, like less fast, because due to the sugar absorbing in your blood and alcohol at the same time, basically it doesn't cancel each other out, I'm not saying that, but the process is way slower, so you can, well, if you're into that kind of stuff, drink more or whatever the hell. Drink responsibly, please, but for zero sugar you're gonna get drunk faster is my point.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty fun fact. Like, if you drink one shot of like Sprite or Coke, it actually cancels out like one shot of vodka, so you can just keep chugging both and you'll be fine.
So true.
It's a really fun fact, and you should definitely go out and try that sometime if you're listening to this.
So true.
And then when you inevitably end up dying, I cannot be held responsible.
True.
Anyway.
Henry, I have a question for you. Do you have a fun fact thing at the beginning of this episode?
I do, yes. And we're running out of time.
Yeah, we have to skip it because I have no news. I only did fun facts for the whole episode.
Okay. Well, you can go with your fun facts and I'll interject if I've got anything to add. How about that?
Let's fucking go. So, to remind everybody, episode 79, Global Local FM, Dakar, Senegal. On to the... I want there's some Christmas jingles. The news!
I kind of want like a guitar riff at the end there. So,
oh, please. Sid, just to make let it
Sid's
rip.
Life a bit more difficult. Let's hear the fun facts.
Sir, you got something dangling over there.
Sorry?
My news quote-unquote article thing, it's all fun facts, don't worry, but the name of it is Sir, you got something dangling over there.
Okay, is that because the city's on like a peninsula or...
I will cut you straight to the chase. Actually, we can just interject this all the time. So, you won't catch me slacking anymore, right? And I did it before, but I'm doing it twice now. So I looked at a map of Dakar, Senegal, in West Africa. Right?
Yeah. Very strong.
Is it the most western point of Africa?
I guess that depends on how you slice it. Because if you count Cape Verde as... Okay. Then maybe yes. I don't know. Quite possibly so. I'd have to look at a map.
Because it literally, for people who don't know, Dakar in Senegal looks like a sore thumb. I cannot speak. It looks like a sore thumb just sticking out of the western, like Africa.
Yeah, it's a bit
with
like
December.
That.
I'm getting the some kind of I don't know.
He's losing his marbles, people.
Literally live. But Henry, I will cut straight to the chase. Imagine you're a taxi driver.
Yeah.
Right? Just picture that. Now imagine a taxi driver's worst nightmare. The low tourist season. Right?
Okay.
You got no job. You got no money, basically. What do you do to give yourself that extra luck? What kind of a charm, if you will, would you think of? If you would be superstitious.
I'm a taxi driver. It's so low tourism, so I have to pick up the locals. So I would put a sign on my taxi that says locals only.
Think about it this way. You want more tourists to come. You want a charm. You're superstitious. What kind of charm you would think of to be like, okay, I want more tourists to come to the city.
Okay, I put a sign around my neck as a charm that says tourists only. Or is it, this is me inviting tourists
you
at large
would look
to
like
Senegal?
A certain sex worker if you just stand there on the side of the street with a sign saying tourists only.
Yeah, well, I don't know what good luck charm. I don't know.
Well, apparently in Senegal
this could be literally anything. A goat tail?
In a quirky quote-unquote tradition, many Senegalese taxi drivers adorn their vehicles with a goat or sheep hair tails. Blessed by marabouts, that's religious leaders in the country, to bring good fortune and attract customers. These quote-unquote lucky tails dangle from bumpers, adding a whimsical touch to the car's vibrant streets. I took this paragraph off the tourist section of one of the websites.
Okay.
But so yeah, imagine you go to the car, you see a taxi approach you at an airport, and from the bumper, a cut-off goat's tail is just dangling, living the life.
I mean, that's a pretty cool vibe.
I think
it's not so much a good luck charm, but it's more like, oh, there's a taxi. Oh, look, it has a funny goat tail. Now I want to ride it. I think that's the energy that you get from that.
I mean, might as well go all the way and put an actual goat's head on the front of the car then.
See, I feel that becomes quite frightening at that point. So that's not as charming and fun anymore. That's more like, oh my god, there's a Satanist in this car, probably.
So with the tail, you don't think that?
With the tail, it's just like, the tail's like whimsical, you know? Oh, I added a tail to my car.
What do you think of the
is like this guy beheaded a goat.
Cars with bull horns at the front of it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't think so.
Don't remember what type of car that is, I'll be honest. But I know it's in the cartoon cars as one of the sponsors for the blue Dinoco team. But basically, it's a car. Imagine just an old
like the
car.
Reindeer antlers?
Not the reindeer antlers, but literally like in front of it. Okay, wait. I'm going to try to send a picture to you whilst talking. Actually, no, you Google it. I'm going to describe it to you. You Google it so I don't have to do things over. But it's a car at the front of which, where usually you would have like the sign of, I don't know, like Audi, Volvo or something like that. Instead of it, are bullhorns.
Bullhorn car. Let's see what we get.
I don't know if they manufacture it that way or it was just some kind of tradition or like just a thing that people did.
Oh, I think I might know what you mean, actually.
Yeah, but that was a thing at some point.
Oh, yeah, that looks like shit.
Yeah, it's quite something.
No, I was thinking of like car antlers. I don't know if you've seen them before.
Car antlers? What's that?
But it's kind of like a similar type of accessory, except like on the top of your car, you've got like these little reindeer antlers.
Oh,
you should look
I can
that
imagine
up. It's very Christmassy.
Mean. I have not seen that.
It's pretty funny.
It's definitely something I would do.
I don't know. I think it's kind of whatever, but it's silly. I can appreciate that. All right, Rudy, is that all your fun facts?
No, there's one more, but go ahead. I should allow you to
go on then. It's all right. I'll, otherwise, I was just going to give you my fun facts.
Oh, now this is what I'm talking about, is next fun fact. Out with the old, in with the older, is what I always have said. You know what I also have always said? Fuck Manchester United and soccer in general for good measure.
Okay, yeah.
We're still on that. We're still on that. With the rest of the old year, we're gonna basically say goodbye to Manchester United. But anyways, did you know, Henry, while soccer enjoys global fame, Senegal's true sporting passion is traditional wrestling, known as LAAM, or something, like, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's LAAMB. Anyways, this high-energy sport fills stadiums with up to 70,000 spectators who cheer wildly as wrestlers compete in matches that blend athleticism, tradition, and spectacle. Yeah, they're kind of like cultural heroes over there, celebrated as much as any soccer star.
That's pretty cool. I've never heard of that. I'm actually a bit surprised.
Yeah, but there you go. I thought it's going to be car racing.
Because of the Dakar rally?
Yep.
Dakar.
Hey. My car.
So my fun fact is about that. The other things we've basically already covered. Do you have something on that, or do you want me to just go for it?
No, you should speak. Speak now, please.
The Dakar Rally is a pretty famous rally that was established as a route from Paris to Dakar, Senegal, right? Like across the Sahara and stuff. Pretty sick. Pretty sick, actually. And then
oh, yeah,
in 2009...
oh, yeah, oh, yeah! Some engine motor thing behind me said add some noise, rev up the engine. Yeehaw!
And then in 2009, they cancelled it because of security concerns with neighboring Mauritania, right? And then they moved it to South America for like 10 years. And now it's just in Saudi Arabia every year. So Dakar is kind of like not relevant anymore. It's kind of weird.
Wait, because I know nothing about this. Also, I'm pretty sure my bones cracked when I moved my arm and it picked up on Mike. But we'll see. I'm old, people. It's called Dakar Rally, but it for more than a decade has not been in Dakar and has nothing to do with Dakar.
Yeah, it kind of is just not related anymore. So it used to be from Paris to Dakar. That's where it got its name. And then since it was cancelled in 2009, they moved it to South America. Like, they were just rallying across South America instead. And since around 2020, they're just rallying across Saudi Arabia. So It's still called the Dakar Rally, but it's not. It doesn't have anything to do with Dakar at this stage.
But do they go still from, you know, because that's fucked up from my perspective. If they went from, what was it, France to Dakar?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you move it to South America, now you have to cross the ocean. It's crazy. But it's really crazy, just people. They started building submarines.
From Peru to like Argentina, and then in Saudi Arabia, it's just like rallying across Saudi Arabia now. So,
wow,
it's just different. So I don't know.
Fucking nothing. Why? Like, at least I mean, I think it's cool if you do country like cross country thing, right? Or like cross continental. But if it's just around Saudi Arabia, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of random. So when I first heard of the Dakar Rally, like a few, well, not the first time, but. Like, when I looked into the Dakar Rally a few years back, I saw it was just in Saudi Arabia. So I was like, oh, it's probably named after, like, some Dakar in Saudi Arabia. So, like, kind of whatever. And then when looking into this episode, I was like, wait a minute. It is just named after the Dakar in Senegal, but it just doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. So it's, like, 15 years.
No, I mean, I did know that one because, lo and behold, I'm a queer person who has watched and actually liked Top Gear, those three old bozos. But they I think in their Amazon Prime show, like Grand Tour, they once did the part of or the actual Dakar Rally route. I'm pretty sure they did something like that. So I do know that it was supposed to be like actual Dakar.
Well, there you go. And now onto a real piece of news, Rudy, and you'll love this one. Are you ready? Citizens ungrateful as benevolent megacorp BP extracts natural gas in the noble pursuit of profit.
Yes. What the fuck? Actual article?
Yeah. Well, that's the title that I've given it.
Oh, okay. But
actual article, yes. Okay, so Senegalese fishermen have expressed concern and frustration at the development of the BP natural gas platform, which was erected around 2017 when natural gas was discovered in the area. There are laws that prevent fishermen from approaching the platform, like they have to stay at least 500 meters away. And unfortunately for them, the area where the platform was built was like the main fishing zone before. So they just kind of built over it, and now they can't fish there anymore.
Bruh.
Right? As a result, the fishing industry took a big hit. And a lot of people have been forced to leave their jobs or like move to different places to fish there instead, leaving a dwindling industry. Now, BP was supposed to create some new reefs so that the fish would kind of move as well, so that they can be fished up elsewhere. But they've not done so yet. And they are reporting that they're looking into it with feasibility studies, but not much progress has been made there yet.
Oh, I love the megacorps.
There was also a leak at the facility a few years ago, and they didn't report the size of the leak. They basically didn't report anything, refused to make any comments, and just said they are working with relevant authorities to fix it.
Talking about megacorps, just gotta love them. Just gotta love them. You know what I watched for the first time ever? A friend of mine, it's his favorite movie, so I was like, might as well see it. It's like one of the big ones. I saw Blade Runner, the newest one. With Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford. Yo, that shit's bleak and depressing as fuck. But at the center of it all, it's a megacorp, all right?
Well, isn't all cyberpunk like megacorp based? As in like the big evil company?
I guess so, but that thing is... Whew. And you know what, people? If we don't count Bezos accountable, then that's the future, buddies.
So what are you doing to do that, Rudy? How are you?
I hate call him and hate mail him once in a while.
That's very noble of you.
I have his just number, send an email, personal like, one.
Yeah, that's good. Just send him like, hey,
once
buddy,
in a while,
I'm
he
not
just
a big
picks
fan
up the
you.
Phone. He sits there in silence, dreading the next thing I say, and I just hit him with the bitch, and I just hang up.
Yeah, actually, I was on the phone with him not too long ago, and I was like, you know, I was gonna like spit at him, so I just like spit onto my phone. And it didn't make the journey, unfortunately.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Just kind of left me with a bit of a clean.
You would
up.
Think with all these new technologies, you could just like do that, but imagine you have an inbuilt squirting mechanism in your phone. If somebody on the other end squirts, like spits on their phone, it just squirts at you on the other end.
All right, well, Rudy, is it time for the ad?
I think so, sir.
Hey everyone, Christmas season is coming up quick as always. It's that time of the year where you scramble to find the right gifts for everyone, which can be very time consuming and overwhelming. If you're over the idea of stressing out this Christmas, then I've got the perfect solution for you. Fake your own death. Spend a weekend grabbing some camping gear, drive off into the woods or mountains. Spend a few weeks chilling in the outdoors, and then just rip up some of your clothes and throw some mud in your face when you're ready to return. Your friends and family will be so grateful for your return that they'll forget all about the season of giving. Not only is this a more economical outcome for you, but you'll also get some free camping gear as well. This Christmas, let's go from... Oh yeah, another pair of socks. Thanks, man. To...
I'm so grateful that you're still alive!
Oi! You know, I gotta appreciate the last month of the year taking up for, again, your impression of crying. Because you know what? As far as ads go, we don't receive many comments about them. But there's been feedback on the episodes where you do crying impressions.
Yeah? In what way? I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
in
know
a way.
That's
let's just put it
the
in
best
a way.
That it gets for me. Yeah. Well, listen, people, I can't do a much better fake cry than that. And that is pretty... It's not the best.
We know you try your best. And yeah. Knowing that that's your best, we fear for you. But...
Well, luckily, there's not many situations where I have to fake cry on a daily basis.
That's true.
That was like my fifth take of that, by the way, if that's any...
Oh,
if
no.
That's worth knowing.
So. Yeah, people, you made him cry actually on camera right now. Thanks, bitches.
All right, well, Rudy, how about you close your eyes? Huh? Oh, he actually is doing it. You know what? Here's a fun fact. Speaking of fun facts, I actually always just swap straight to my like little Word document. So I was just switching back to see what Rudy would do. And he was sat there with his eyes closed. I have to presume because I couldn't actually see his eyes because of the reflection of the light on his glasses. So I'm
this
hoping
this is going to be a long episode
here.
Already. Move the... No.
Long
could
episode.
Could you please move on?
Rudy,
I swear.
I'm so glad it's December. Because it means that you're willing to hold yourself back a bit. And I think that's actually really neat. That's really neat.
Okay. It's fine. It's so fine.
All right.
Just move on.
Well, I feel like I deserve some leeway this episode. I feel like for most of this epi, it's just been you chatting.
I think you should move on. Because we are already 28 minutes in.
All right. Well, Rudy... You're walking through the Sahara, low on water, trying to make it back to the city. There's not much hope left for you. You sit down, pray to God, and wait for a miracle to happen. Suddenly, from far away, you hear a faint buzzing in the background. Before long, two Canadians pull up with a three-wheeler car and offer you a ride back to the city. God works in mysterious ways, but two Canadians is not what you had expected. And this little Diddy is inspired by a real-life news story that Rudy couldn't find. That's how shambolic his prep was. About two Canadians driving from London to Cape Town, and right now they're in Senegal, doing a little stopover before moving on down the coast of West Africa.
Was that gonna be a jab at being there? Nice prep. Thank you very much. Okay, listen up. Your boy is about to scramble. So sit, hit the circus music, and let's go. Wanna get clean? Bad luck. Everything here is dusty, every car a bit rusty, and dare I even say, busty. They love Chevys and pickup trucks, so start working, earn those mega bucks. also an important reminder, they mostly write in French, So there's one more for the loser bench. Ow, and more importantly, they all kind of frown, maybe because of the sun, or maybe because it's that kind of town. Yeah, yeah, you probably thought I'd say, what was it? I'd rhyme it with another noun, you fucking clown. Last but not least, the place is a feast, rich culture, good food, far from lame at least. So please be respectful, and don't be a dick, otherwise I personally will throw you a brick. The world needs more love, more understanding. Nice one, Rudy. Now stick to landing. To sum it all up, if you're not afraid to get down and dirty, might as well be a little flirty. With the idea of moving to the car, but don't forget to buy a big car. Writing in French could be nice, but do think about that thrice.
All right. That's I picture you like doing a fifth grade poem presentation while listening to that. In the best, like in the nicest way possible.
It basically what it was, because I found nothing. So I was like, I gotta do a gimmick, but what? Let's rhyme it.
Well, there you go. It's just one of those episodes, I guess. Would you like to start with your local business, Rudy?
Sure. My boys, my girls, my lads, my lassies, my people. I see you, I vouch for you, I support you. Mamma mia gelato in the center of the city for that good, good flavor on that hot, hot day with those hot, hot Italians.
Italians? I think you might be in the wrong city, sir. Anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, I always play the kind of character of the oil guy on this podcast. But you know, the situation with BP is actually pretty depressing. Like, it's pretty bad that oil companies are coming in destroying like long-standing industry. So my local business today is like a recommendation against that, basically. And that is to visit one of the many Shell petrol stations across the car, because the only way that we'll beat a multinational like BP is by driving up the competition. All right, people, let's get to it.
And I almost believe you there. I was like, there's no way, but I almost did believe you. Yes. And yeah, by the way, yes, Italians, because Mamma Mia Gelato is in Dakar, Senegal. Yeah, please, people, get some gelato, kick your feet up by the Shell petrol station, have a day. Anyways, radio for me is... Radio recommendation, Financial Afrique Radio, but stocks in the car. So once the West burns down, you'll thank me. Buy the stocks in the car. This is the new segment. I'm still thinking about how to name it. So far, I've come up with Rudy's Non-Refundable. Here, this one's a freebie. Or Shallow Boys Deep Pockets.
My favorite new segment, Rudy giving financial advice.
Yes. No, Rudy known for his financial advice, famously.
All right, well, my recommendation is Zeek FM. You can listen to some funky French African music. And I would say, Rudy, it sounded pretty Zeek.
Hey, oh.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. I'll let Rudy do the rest of the outro because I feel like I always flub it up anyway.
Well. Thank you so much for listening to Globally Local FM episode 79, Dakar, Senegal, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah. And yeah, so if you liked it, give us some feedback for me specifically on Instagram at 000RUDYS000, so 000 Rudy's 000. If you want to give some feedback to Henry, find him in.
Gee, I didn't really think about it this time. Maybe just find me on the streets, people. Find me thinking. On the streets. I might have a sign, tourists only, though. So keep that in mind.
And then some, well, not unfortunate, but some changing news. If the VODs are still up there, you can go and see Colossal Pengu at twitch.tv. But as far as I know, the news are that he, for now, has laid off. From streaming, you will most likely see him in other shape or form, and like create in some way creating still. But yeah, he for now has stopped his Twitch career. So that's that. And yeah.
Can I just quickly chip in? I will be pursuing legal action against him for this, you know.
Oh yeah, because we as a company are losing a lot of money from him just kind of just,
yeah,
you know.
I have invested my life savings and I will be getting them back, so.
Yep. Truly. Yeah, and then we're gonna see you next week in...
in Podgorica in Montenegro.
All right. So, Henry, get in the car. We're rallying to it.
I was gonna do car noises. I don't think I can.
Do it!
I wanted to go for like a bit of a like more, you know, race car.